One thing's for certain, Richard, is that when I speak to healthcare workers, they are burnt out, they are tired, and they feel deeply underappreciated. And Bill 124 is a big contributor to that. When we freeze wages below inflation, we're sending a message to these workers that they are undervalued and underappreciated. So that needs to be lifted immediately because it's a barrier to worker retention as well, especially in the north, where a lot of the cost of living are actually a bit higher, right? So making sure that our healthcare workers are taken care of, we have a massive exodus of nurses, RPNs, and PSWs due to poor working conditions. And when I speak to a healthcare worker, one in every three is either on leave, was on leave, or is about to go on leave. So we have a crisis within that system in and of itself, and we need to address the root causes of it. And part of it is definitely wages. The other part is for the past 20 years, we've been underfunding healthcare. It shouldn't be a terrible surprise at this point that what we're seeing in healthcare, the crisis within those walls, is a direct reflection of poor policy and funding for the sector itself. And yes, COVID kind of tipped it over the edge, but for most people who've been working in this sector for years, saw this coming. And we do need to invest in healthcare and education upstream so that we're not seeing the complex issues that we're seeing today. We also know that when we don't take care of people, it all ends up in the ER, right? And when people don't have their dental care met, they end up in the ER. When people do not have their needs met at home with good home care, they end up in the ER. So there are a lot of pressures and financial pressures put on because we are not addressing the needs in other areas too. That includes things like home care, expanding and funding home care, making sure that the workers are well taken care of, and addressing all these issues upstream. That's my number one goal.